Comedy Capers. Playmates, those two old goons, Frank Hill Jr., the fireman's child,
and Bill Demling, just a visiting fireman,
bid you welcome to a party of sorts at our house. There's free beer on the ice, but look out for the mouse traps Demling put in the icebox. Come, 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 come.
I went hunting one fine day, and my bullets were made of lead. It was bing, 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 and a boom, 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 and the big bad wolf was dead. I took my gun and I went like this and I shot him right through the head. It was bing, bing, bing and a boom, boom, boom and the big bad wolf was dead.
La, 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 we won't worry anymore.
Tra, la, 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 no more wolf at anyone's door. Now we can go out and play and earn our daily bread.
Bing,
bang, boom, and the big bad wolf was dead.
Welcome, my friends, welcome. Check your toupees in the hall. We'll make a rag rug out of them later.
Oh, say, Frank, before we get going, I want to ask you something. Did you fix up those two parrots of ours?
You mean the one that's always swearing and the one that's always praying?
Right.
Did I fix him? Listen, Willie, I tossed the one that swears into the same cage with the one that prays all the time.
Well?
Well, the tough baby sidled up the other one and said, how's about a little necking, babe? And the pious parrot pipes up, what do you think I've been praying for all this time? You know what I mean?
Move over.
That's what I said, move over.
He said move over.
I was afraid of that. Ted and Buddy King, look.
And the ukulele.
And the ukulele. Well, boys, is we is or is we ain't?
We is, listen.
She knows a halfback in California, a quarterback at Yale as well. She corresponds with an ended standard. A center at Cornell. She wears a pin of a guard at Harvard. A Stanford tackle has her in a whirl. She has a sweetheart in every college. She's just an all-American girl. She knows a halfback in California, a hunchback up at Notre Dame. She bought a pinchback from Gears and Sawback. Now her back will never be the same. She knows a bareback who works for Ringling. This bareback has her in a whirl. She never walks back from any car ride. She's just an all-American girl. She got a sore back from riding horseback. Now she'll never ride horseback again. She went to Reno without a greenback. And she'll be back, I don't know when. She made some fresh jack. She pulled a hijack. And a blackjack put her in a whirl. She never walks back from any car ride. She's just an all-American girl.
Well, playmates, at this point, the Gill and Demling dramatic players present a classic cameo from the pen of William Shakespeare.
Wait a minute, Willie, you should have given him a plug. He works for the other network. Don't do that.
Move over, will you?
The title of this little barbecue, is Romeo and Juliet, or Romeo Wasn't Made in a Day. The prologue, which takes place on the night boat from Catalina, has been censored for obvious reasons. Or haven't you taken the night boat from Catalina? He queried.
We now present the famous balcony scene.
Yeah.
Juliet is leaning over the balcony, which is a scale model of her father's stomach.
Romeo entered, in blue tights, his cloak over his shoulder and a couple of martinis under his belt. Curtain.
Oh dear.
Hi, babe. Is that your old man snoring, or is Congress in session? His brown eyes twinkled.
Oh, goodness. You frightened me when I saw you.
Well, you gave me a term the first time I saw you, but I'm getting so I can take it. Listen, what are you doing up there? What are you doing?
Oh, goodness me. I'm just trying to look at the new moon over my shoulder.
Well, that's not so hard to do, is it?
Oh, yes, it is. I can't lift the jug. Oh!
I see. Well, listen, Toots, when does the marriage come off?
Oh, just as soon as Father gets his bow and arrow out of Hark.
Pourquoi a bow and arrow?
A bow and arrow at the wedding?
Yeah.
He doesn't want the neighbors to hear the ceremony.
I see. Well, listen, toss me a rope and I'll shinny up there on that projecting pier, and we'll talk it over.
Oh, Romeo.
Huh?
Do you see any change in me?
Any change in you? What'd you do, swallow a quarter?
No, listen.
What?
I had an operation on my nose.
You did?
Do you think it helped my breathing any?
Well, now that you mention it, I think you smell 100% better than you used to. You
know? Oh, no. I bet you tell that to all the girls.
I think so, Gracie.
Oh, Romeo.
What?
Do you really love me, or am I just a passing fancy?
You may be passing, Julie, but you're not so fancy, I'll tell you that.
Oh, Romeo.
What?
I will throw thee a kiss.
A kiss?
See? I press my hand to my lips. Oh.
Ah, would I were a glove upon that hand, that I might clip her one on the bugle.
Get off
the feather, babe. What's up?
My father is coming. I'm undone.
Well, not exactly undone, but a girdle would do you a lot of good.
Yeah,
I'll
do. Romeo.
What?
What are you going to do, I hope?
Hey, Gil, here's a news flash. It's important, too. Tell it to everyone right away, will you?
Is nothing sacred to these guys right in the middle of a high-class drama. Will you read it, Demling, if you can cope with it, will you, please?
All right. London, England.
Yeah.
All England was rocked by a terrific earthquake a few moments ago.
Yeah?
The tremor was felt throughout the British Isles and northwestern Europe. Hey, Gil.
What's the matter?
It's kind of funny having an earthquake in England, isn't it?
Wait a minute. Listen, aren't we doing Romeo and Juliet?
Sure, why?
Because that wasn't an earthquake. That was Shakespeare turning over in his grave.
I see.
Pardon us. We are the Rover Boys. I am Tom, the fun-loving Rover, and did I laugh when Uncle Harry walked into an open manhole?
That's the humor, yeah.
I'm Dick, the serious Rover. Do you think garters will stunt my growth?
And I am Sam, the very youngest Rover. Oh, look, I found a four-leaf clover.
Put me in cell 302. It's the one my father had.
Look, before Gil begins to froth the mouth, what's on your mind, boys?
Why, we want to sing.
Then go ahead and sing.
I'll cry it.
The finest whiskers in the land are grown by Daddy White. For years and years he slept inside a greenhouse every night. To grow the finest beard on earth, he took a solemn oath. And now his eyes are proudly shining through the undergrowth. Old White Whiskers, the proudest sight for miles around. As he walks along, they sweep the ground. And once a cuckoo's nest was found in Old White Whiskers. When he goes bathing in the sea, oh, he always brings home shrimps for tea. One day we counted 93 in Old White Whiskers.
When the air is cold and the wind is bleak, he shampoos them three times a week. The kiddies play at hide and seek.
In Old White Whiskers.
At the fox hunt last July, the fox escaped, and I'll tell you why. Oh, where was he when the hounds went by?
In Old White Whiskers.
His next-door neighbor, Farmer Clegg, said,
"Bless my soul and learn my legs. Why do my chickens lay their eggs?"
In Old White Whiskers.
Say, Frank, how about your Aunt Bella? Is she coming to the party?
No, she can't come. Willie, she's touring in her car.
Oh, yeah?
You know, a funny thing happened. She stopped at one of those tourist camps, you know, the kind they...
Yeah, swing it, yeah.
Well, she kind of hung her girdle out on the line in front of her tent.
Yeah?
And the manager came along and said, "Look, lady, just because you rented one of these cabins, there's no sign you can build a fence around it." You know what I mean?
I see. That's my mistake.
Social?
Of course. My apologies.
Accepted.
Thank you.
Not at all. Would you autograph a wart for me?
What's his name?
Very good. Look, there's Primrose Seaman, but where's Joe?
Don't tell me she's on time.
Well, she owns a car, catch on.
Uh-oh, look out, here comes Joe. The balloon goes up any minute.
hello, Prim. Well, you're finally on town. I'm glad to hear it. How are you?
Hello, Frank. Hello, Bill. See, I finally made it, but where's Joe?
Hello, Prim. Well, can I really believe my eyes, and is it really Primrose Seaman on time?
Yes, but what's the idea of you being late?
Well, I'm awfully sorry, Prim, but I just saw a very pretty girl. And, Prim, tell me something. Well, what do you do when you see an unusually pretty girl?
Oh, I don't know. I just look for a while, and then when I get tired, I put the mirror down.
You know, Prim, I never liked you, and I always will.
Remember what Frank said?
I bet
you tell that to all the girls.
Listen, Prim, how is your brother getting along?
Oh, he's grand. You know, he's going to college.
He's going to college?
Oh, yes.
Why, that's marvelous.
You know, when my brother is in college,
uh-huh.
all he does is drink and pet.
Well, are you sorry you sent him?
Sure. I should have gone myself.
That's cute. That's very cute.
Say, you know what, Joe? When my brother was home last year, he had a terrible accident.
Well, what happened, Prim?
He fell downstairs with 2 pints of gin.
He fell down the stairs with 2 pints of gin?
Yes.
Well, did he spill any?
Oh, no. He kept his mouth shut.
You know, I came over to call on you the other day, but I found out you had moved.
Oh, yes, he moved to a very lovely spot. You're a grand
spot. Well, where is it? I'd like to come over and see.
Well, I'll tell you just how you get there. Now, you listen.
Uh-huh.
You get on a bus, and you ride to the end of the line.
Yeah.
Then you take a streetcar,
mm-hmm.
and you ride on that for, about 20 minutes.
I see.
And then you take a ferry boat.
Yeah.
After the ferry boat, you walk to a big forest, then to a graveyard. You turn to the left 2 blocks, and there you are.
There you are, not me.
You know, Joe, I made a terrible blunder the other day.
You did? Well, what happened?
Well, my mother asked me to add some more corn, and what do you think I did?
What'd you do?
I passed my glass.
You know, Prim, you're crazy. I mean, you're dizzy, but I like you.
You like me?
Yeah,
that's
like
very
you.
Funny. I like me, too.
Listen, Prim, you go to a doctor, have the doctor examine you, and if the doctor says you're okay, you better have the doctor examine.
All right, I'll do that now, Joe. I gotta go now. Goodbye. I gotta go.
You gotta go?
Yeah.
Well, can I come, too?
Huh?
I said, can I come, too?
Oh, boy. You'll never come, too.
Okay.
It don't mean a thing.
Wait a minute. What,
if it ain't
what
got
you, what
that swing.
Wait a minute. What are you...
Bebop, 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 bebop.
Wait, what do you call it? What's that bebop?
Bebop, bebop, bebop. That's getting hot, Joe. You like the hot song?
Oh, the hot songs are all right, friend, but they don't last. You know, friend, my favorite songs are the old songs. You know, songs my mother used to sing to me when I was a boy.
A little better.
You know, friend, I can close my eyes and almost hear my mother sing...
Sweet Rosie O'Grady, my sweet little Rose.
With a hey, nanny, nanny, and a hot cha-cha.
She's my steady lady, almost everyone knows.
You see, Prim, that's what I mean. The old songs are the best.
You know, Joe, I think you're right. That song made me think of what my daddy used to sing to me. I'll bet there isn't anyone here who at some time hasn't heard their dad sing that same old song. A song that will live forever. How dry I am. How dry I am.
Well, Playmates, we've enjoyed having you at the party. Once can again come again soon, won't you? Until then, this is Young Gil.
And Young Demling.
Those two old schnapps hounds bidding you all.
Goodbye.